It's the middle of the afternoon at the Sebastopol Area Senior Center, and seniors are filing into their seats for the center's most popular new class. While the organization offers all the usuals like yoga, chair Pilates, and Tai Chi, its new cannabis workshop has been a huge hit.
Cannabis 101, so that folks can, you know, have a general understanding of the different, you know, the way cannabis works in your body, the different delivery systems, some of the different compounds, and can help, you know, begin their journey of integrating cannabis.
That's Eli Melrod, founder of Soulful Dispensary in Sebastopol, speaking during the workshop to a packed room of about 70 seniors. They learned about the different strains of marijuana, about certain blends that will work only for pain relief but won't result in a high, and about all the ways they could use the plant. Melrod explains that seniors have been interested in cannabis as they look to use it as an alternative to treat various ailments.
Particularly for the aging who are experiencing trouble sleeping, they have aches and pains, they have anxiety, they have appetite issues.
He's partnered with a few senior centers around Sebastopol to help with outreach to this new group of users. Like Becky Wade, a senior who came out to the workshop after starting experimenting with cannabis for her insomnia just 2 weeks ago.
I wasn't sure the stigma. I was very anti-pot for years. Last time I got high was in the 70s. And I didn't want to be high, but I really wanted to be able to fall asleep naturally.
She said she was concerned with continuing to take Ambien as she got older. And when she heard marijuana would be legalized for adult use, she decided to give it a try. She was someone who could probably have gotten a prescription for medical use earlier. But she says she felt a little wary before she could go see it all by herself.
And, you know, walking to the dispensary is just everybody kind of looked like me. We're all in our 60s and nobody looked like they were completely far out and falling down. And
Sarah Schrader, co-chair of the Sonoma County chapter of Americans for Safe Access, says she's seen interest in marijuana from older people jump since legalization.
There's been a stigma about cannabis use. And now that we have some new laws passed, I think that stigma has been broken down a little bit. I think seniors have been hesitant to try these types of alternative medicines in the past, and now they're not feeling like they're breaking any laws.
And dispensaries in Sebastopol have already started catering their cannabis offerings to older clients. There are no county or statewide numbers that quantify how many seniors are using marijuana, but Eli over at Soulful says about 30% of their dispensary sales come from those above the age of 65. He expects that number to increase in the coming months. And now they even offer a senior discount.
You know, we don't necessarily have as many young folks coming in here as other dispensaries. Almost 10% of our sales are topicals, which in a lot of dispensaries is like under 2%. So that's a huge, you know, selling for us. And I think that a lot of that, again, is because of the fact that, you know, we're appealing to maybe an older demographic.
Dr. Jeffrey Hergenrother is a general practitioner in Sebastopol who uses cannabis therapy for some of his patients. He says his biggest concern with elderly patients is that cannabis may be new to them.
Mostly it's learning how to use it. There are many situations where people will get too big a dose and they'll go, either they understand it and they will back down the dose and then they're comfortable with a lower dose. In other cases, it came as a surprise to them and they didn't know that it was going to make them woozy or high. And so some people simply don't like it.
He's prescribed cannabis for a number of his patients because he feels the benefits often outweigh the side effects. And that's not the case with some prescription medications. And for Becky Wade, the sleep-deprived senior who we met earlier, she says her friends are still a little wary to try it out, but she thinks that attitude will be changing.
A lot of my friends are very anti still, the thought of it. And all I could think is, you know, you just need to do a little research and use me as the guinea pig.
Cannabis has helped her stop using Ambien and get a good night's rest, something she hasn't been able to do in years. In Sebastopol, I'm Sarah Tan for KRCB's North Bay Report.